Please rise for their majesties of Royally Obsessed, the podcast for all things royals.
Three cheers for His Majesty the King.
Welcome back to Royally Obsessed, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it is our last episode of the year. We're closing out.
How?
I know. We're closing out 2023 with a bang. We have a great episode planned for you guys. But first, our housekeeping reminders, as always. I'm Roberta.
I'm Rachel.
And follow us on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast. Don't forget to send us a note, info@gallerypodcast.com. We love, love, love hearing from our listeners, and we have a lot of fun listener notes to get to today. Rachel, what else is on tap?
I think first and foremost, just how are we on the cusp of 2024? 2023 was such a blur and so much happened. As you said, we have a lot to get into this week. We are off, but pre-recorded something quite special for you, Roros, our dear Roros. It is a special end-of-year edition of Royal Highs and Lows from 2023. But just for this, we've rebranded and we're calling them our Crowns and Frowns. That's so cute and clever.
And now it's time for the weekly Royal Cocktail.
All right, well, I can't take credit for the naming convention, but I do love Crowns and Frowns, our highs and lows of 2023. But first, we always leave time for a special royal refreshment. And this episode is no different. To close out the year, we are sipping on what else? Bubbly.
Bubbly. Cheers.
I have my beautiful, actually, these are my grandmother's champagne glasses.
Oh my gosh, Roberta.
Etched glass. I know, I love them so much.
Wait, can you hold it up so they have a little, it's etched on the side. What is the detailing?
Etched with a gorgeous, like, wreath of hibiscus flowers. Isn't that so pretty?
That is so stunning. I know, this is the time of year to get out all the festive glassware, all the stuff that you keep on the top shelf. Like, just go nuts.
Go nuts. The champagne glasses that you never use until New Year's. Like, it has to be done. It has to be done.
Yes. Cheers, Roberta.
Cheers.
I know, just a quick toast to you, too. This is just such a joy. I feel so privileged that we have another year to look back on, that we've done this together week after week after week. And a lot of stuff has come at us this year, but we have still sustained. And I'm super proud of us always.
It's really mind-boggling to know that this is our third year that we're closing out together. It's just incredible. And to us, not just to me, to you, to us, and all of our listeners, this community, it's just been so incredible. Again, another year in the books that's been amazing. So let's reflect back on it.
Yes. Well, as we requested from all of you, we asked you to send us via email, DM, carrier pigeon, whatnot. Send us your favorite royal moments of 2023. We got so many wonderful ones. I'm going to read a couple. Roberta's going to read a few. So we'll just go through them as quickly as we can. But there were some good ones we wanted to get to. So Amy wrote us via email. She says she's a first-time emailer, long-time listener. Her top moment of 2023 is a big one. She flew solo to London for the coronation and met Kate. She writes, once I found out the Waleses would be doing a pub visit in Soho, I knew I had to go. She showed up 3 hours prior to their arrival, by the way. Princess Catherine did a walkabout on our side and was amazing. She was warm, approachable, and truly a delight to chat with. Amy writes, I'm sure you remember the topic of flower crown or tiara, and I even asked her what she would wear. She, of course, didn't answer, but shared a knowing laugh. Highlight for us, of course, is that we also got to meet Amy at our Ro-Ro meetup in London, which was so fantastic. And we'll get into that later, but that was such a special highlight of 2023 for us.
It really was. I know that we've all seen these photos of Kate in front of the pub that she was at in that red coat, but to have Amy has a picture with Kate next to her, and it's just incredible.
And some video, too. We also got this email from Tara. She seconds Amy that the coronation was her highlight of 2023. She says, I just love the spectacle of it all. The tiaras, the horses, the excitement. My bestie and I sincerely hope that one day we can take our future daughters to William and Kate's quarry and pass down this royal obsession that our Ro-Ro community shares.
Aww.
I know. Daughters, sons, anyone that will want to attend. I'm fully planning to pass this on to Finn.
To bring Finn. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes. Teresa also wrote us, and I feel like you don't need anything more than this, but she said for 2023, all the Prince Louis moments. I feel like that's yours, Roberta, right? That has to be top of your list.
Top of the list.
We can end the episode right here. Prince Louis, mic drop.
Yep. We also got some listener DMs and Instagram replies. Maya Neek, that's a beautiful name, said Meghan and Harry's Beyonce appearances were her favorite moment of the year. She said Freedom looks good on them. Katie wrote Kate's headpiece at the Corey. Kellyanne said Invictus. Carrie said the Spare release, which I can't believe that was this year.
I cannot believe that was this year, Roberta.
It's been decades.
It's almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah. Court said seeing the Wales as kids at the coronation. A lot of the replies were the coronation, of course, and all the Louis moments again. Tammy said Princess Beatrice wearing the York tiara. Royal Jet Set said rugby pod, the rugby pod with William and Kate.
Oh,
I forgot about this, but Princess Anne and Mike Tyndall joined them too, and that was really fun. And then Aaron wrote Trooping the Color because I was in London for it. I was right on the barracks for the parade and was able to get both Sophie and Charlotte's attention and got waves from both of them and made eye contact with them, which incredible.
What a moment.
You must have been so close. And a last one, Prince George's 10th birthday portrait. We got so, so many submissions for this. Thank you guys all so much for writing in. Those were such good.
I know. It's so fun to reflect back. So much has happened. It's just unreal every year with the royals.
All right, Rachel, are you ready to count down our favorite moments of 2023 with our crowns and frowns?
I am, but you are in charge of the timer this year because I feel like we did this either last year or the year before. And remember, I totally botched it and looked at the wrong clock.
We had a little timing snafu. All right, starting the clock in. Oh, and we're going to switch back between crown and frown. 10 royal moments, some good, not so great. So are you ready?
We're going to kick us off. Yes, I'm kicking us off.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, our first crown, going to London for the coronation. That kind of trumps everything for me. What do you think?
I mean, it was amazing. We were there with the Roros at the listener meetup at our hotel. It was just so incredible to be there in person.
We ran into Rose Chumley, the rain on the coronation day. I feel like the concert was such a memory for me.
Do you remember all the things that felt so lucky to, like getting in at the last moment at that seating area to watch it on the big screen?
And right then they closed it. Yes, totally.
So serendipitous. Amazing.
Getting back to our hotel room and seeing the flyover, right? We were so soaked and the flyover came through and we could see it out our window. So many lucky moments.
Yep.
All right, frown. The royal racist scandal. Major for me. I feel like for both of us, just I think what's so complicated about it too, I just wanted to say one thing, is that even though we now allegedly have someone to point a finger at, it's still, and we don't have context there, I still feel like this is, feels like everyone's placing singular blame versus still tackling the systemic racism problem that continues to prohibit progress for the monarchy.
Yeah, the whole endgame fallout too. I think that was really, it was really sad to see the tabloids make an enemy out of someone that never meant for this to happen. I'm talking about Omid, of course. I just thought that was really horrible how that all played out. All right, moving on to a crown, which was, again, us getting to meet Fergie. We went to London this year and we met Sarah, the Duchess of York, at the 92nd Street Y in New York City at her book signing. It was just incredible. She did a little talk, an interview with someone on stage. It was so amazing. And we did meet some Roros there as well.
We did. I think just in general, Fergie too, shout out for her podcast this year. There was a lot of general granny joy from Fergie this year. And I was really enjoying it. And I hope that there is a talk show contract in 2024.
And her taking care of the Queen's corgis.
Oh,
like
yes.
She posts about that a lot
so
as well.
Great.
And that's like a big highlight for her year. So it was so fun to meet her. A frown though. On the flip side of this coin,
big
Prince
one.
Andrew just being in the spotlight for some of these Daily Mail photos, for the paparazzi photos, and then those bathtub photos that made the front page.
I know. I had to look back on this, Roberta. It was basically Ghislaine Maxwell's acquaintances restaged the size of the bathtub to prove that it was too small for any activities that were described to happen, allegedly.
Ugh.
It just yuck. I can't believe that happened this year. Andrew's just a general disappointment. I guess he's the frown.
Yes. Just in general. And I think, too, seeing him attend Charles's Christmas luncheon recently, we had photos of him going there. And just, I don't know, there's a lot of fallout. So I think there's a lot more to come about the Epstein stuff. So,
new names released. Yeah, definitely. I hate that he still has a foot in the door.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
All right, crown, spare. We agree with everyone that DM'd us that, emailed us. The release of Spare happened in January of this year, 2023, and we just still can't believe the value of a first-person royal account is so massive. I feel like that's the underscore for me of why this is a crown.
I think this makes me a little sad, even though it's kind of a high, because I just don't think we'll get another royal memoir for a very long time. I really don't think Meghan's going to write one. I might be wrong. I might, you know, be swallowing my words this time next year, but I just don't. It's just, like you said, it's an incredible value to us as royal watchers to have Harry's firsthand account. It's once in a generation because Diana's and now Harry's. So
I know. And it just will forever flavor our royal perspective, even if you're skeptical of it. And so much detail was shared. It's a valuable piece of context. Frown, the New York City car chase did happen this year. And I think it was just in general a bumpier year for the Sussexes. They had their Spotify deal that wrapped up this year. I still feel like when I think about that car chase, how that evolved, and it was, you know, Meghan had that glittering gold dress and it was supposed to be this very celebratory occasion. And then it unraveled with that gargantuan PR mess and a lot of questions even from New Yorkers wondering about how the logistics of that went. And it just went in a direction that it shouldn't have.
Yeah. And it was post, I think it was right after the announcement that she had signed with WME. And so it went from such a high to such a low because it was a big press debacle for them. I feel like their team, that was a big misstep in terms of how everything went down and the way they described it versus the way the police described it. It was
and even the mayor described it. Yeah. How are we doing on time?
We're doing great. We're actually way ahead of schedule. I know.
I'm super nervous.
I'm actually really proud of us.
Number seven already.
I know. Another crown this year at number seven. Queen Camilla's jewelry rotation.
I'm giving her snaps. I mean, come on, you have to, right?
This is kind of a dark horse for us because I know that we do shout out Camilla actually a lot this year, but I do feel like she deserves some recognition for the jewelry she's worn. It's been so stunning at all these banquets, and I really do feel like Charles has handed her the keys to the royal vault.
I totally agree. It's super complicated. I agree. But I feel like it is so wonderful to see so many of these family jewels on display, and also shows we continually talk about is the continuity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like from one monarch to the next. And do you have a favorite tiara that she's worn, Roberta?
Well, I was just thinking her signature seems to now be, and this is just like, you know, two times in a row does not make a trend, but the Girls of Great Britain and Ireland tiara. If she wears that again, I feel like that is going to be one that she just repeatedly dons for these big occasions. So that'll be interesting to see if that's
good on her.
Just like Kate has the lover's knot, this could be Camilla's lover's knot. Yes. And we just got so many royal tiaras in general. The Strathmore tiara that Kate wore, which was broken out of the royal vault for, 100 years or something, it had been buried. So, and the York tiara on Princess Beatrice, like someone mentioned. So,
yes.
All right, the frown, number eight, coming in at number eight, a low of the year, is that the crown is ending. This is actually, we're just pretty sad that there won't be any more crown. Did you see the New York Times had a quiz this morning about the crown?
No. How well you know it? Oh, yes, I will be taking that as soon as I hang up with you. Oh my gosh. I know, it's just such a journey. And also, you know, thinking about specifically season six, Diana's death was so hard to relive. Like, that's a part of why this is a frown for me. And I'm just sad to see the series go. I do have question marks about if there will be spinoffs, because I have seen interviews where Peter Morgan kind of hints at that, and maybe he would do a prequel. He wants to go way back in time if he did it. I don't know. Like, could you envision a crown movie like the way Downton Abbey like spun off into those two, you know, back-to-back movies? Would you be here for that or no?
Oh, I would be so here for that. I'd also be here for, like you said, way back in history, like Queen Victoria.
Yes.
He handles all of the royal stories, I think, really well. I will say that, you know, season six was a little bit more of a disappointment than I thought it would be, but I still enjoy it. Who am
I
kidding?
It's still such fun watching. I know. Okay, number nine, coming in hot at the end, but it's kind of a huge one. Royal fashion. I mean, this is a range, right? We have Charlotte in those sunglasses at Wimbledon, Meghan's Invictus looks, which was just a masterclass, those opera gloves that we were both on board with at the BAFTAs, and the sheep sweater auction happened this year, which we got to see live in person and almost touch because there wasn't a case, but we did not touch. We want to go on the record saying there.
Sorry, Sotheby's. I will say honorable mention, now that you mentioned the BAFTAs, is the butt tap, because that was the butt tap heard around the world. That doesn't fall into royal fashion.
That should have been its own entry. Gosh, what are we even thinking?
I know. All of the fashion, and seeing all of the kids too in their cute little clothes. And
I know George
Charlotte
is so grown
especially.
Up this year. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like that Christmas portrait. Our final frown. I hate that we're ending on a frown, kind of, but it's a reflective.
We still have a minute left.
Oh my gosh. Well, good, because this is a reflective frown. We just really are missing the candy-colored fashion from the Queen. This year in September, we marked 1 year since her passing. it's a huge milestone, a huge milestone for Charles as well. And I just think he's doing his best. But that sort of pop of color that we always got, you know, it's a totally different monarchy with men at the helm and all of that. So I think that it's a time to reflect on that.
I will say that I do think, you know, Camilla and Kate have carried the torch a little bit in terms of we saw Kate in that stunning bright green ensemble for Trooping the Color. And then Camilla has worn those bright pinks, which I know you love, Rachel.
Love
so
them.
They are, you know, infusing that feeling and that rainbow queenness into some of their fashions. But it's Queen Elizabeth II's absence is still felt so hard by us royal
Yes.
Fans.
Do we actually have time to spare right now? What's happening to us?
Let's do honorable mentions just off the cuff. Should we?
Honorable
we have 30
mention.
Seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Honorable mentions. We should have said Prince Louis gets his own crown.
Yes, he does get his own crown.
But that's obvious. That's a given. So we didn't include it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not prepared. I do feel like the Beyonce appearances, like all the metallic, Harry just kind of grooving. Like, yeah. I think all of that was so fantastic.
I do think, too, we mentioned this already, but WME, Megan, what's next on the horizon? A frown for that would be also that, you know, we didn't get the launch of @Megan on Instagram.
Which, total frown.
I feel like I'm on the edge of my seat because that has to be her handle. It just has to be.
Yeah, but I know. Do we throw the Clever Brands video in as a crown while we have a little bit of time? Because that was so nerdy and fun.
We're 15 seconds over now.
So. Oh, shoot. We're out.
We got to cut it.
Clever Brands.
Stop the clock. 10:22. That's not bad. That's really not bad.
2023, Roberta. A toast again to you. I just couldn't do this without you.
A toast to both of us, this podcast.
To Judy, our producer.
To Judy, Cheers. Our producer. I think we barely even scratched the surface of what 2023 was, though. Just our whole London trip.
If we missed anything, please continue to DM. Stay in touch. We love hearing from you. This community is so, so special to us. And I hope that you feel that through the airwaves as we connect each week.
Yes, and Happy New Year to all of you. Just a reminder before we close, leave us a royal review. We can start the year out right in 2024 by reading some wonderful reviews and 5-stars ratings, please. This one is actually a note from Josefina. She says, I'm a teacher of English as a second language from a small coastal city in Argentina. I just wanted to write a short email to let you know how much I enjoy your honest, unbiased, and wonderful podcast. I have a few students who also share our love for the royals, and we bond over the episodes while they practice their English. I can't thank you both enough. Sending all my love to you girls, Joseph.
I mean, that is the most special note of all time. How incredible. That is just amazing to hear.
I love that the students will know the words royal and tiara before they might learn some other vocabulary.
They're important vocab words. Come on.
It is. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram. The handle is @royallyobsessedpodcast. Send us an email, info@gallerypodcast.com. Until next year.
God save the pod.
Her Majesties of Royally Obsessed have retired for this episode. God save the pod. And if you fancy the podcast, give Royally Obsessed the royal rating of 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram @RoyallyObsessedPodcast and join our Facebook group, Royally Obsessed. Royally Obsessed is a Gallery Podcast production.